I did start with an accusation audit. I think it actually kind of caught him a little off guard because I think he was prepared for a very financial driven conversation rather than a actually starting with the intention of the program and our commitment together to make some of these things work. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And in getting through that, I didn't use really as many mirrors as I used silence. And he filled in blanks for information that was not shared in the original meeting. Specifically, two things came out that I was not aware of because we had changed to pre-billing some things. And again, I'm trying not to go too far into the details to bore, but there was a change where we pre-billed some stuff and some stuff was coming in as actuals. They were having a concern that we were cross-charging some things, and he just would never have surfaced that information for me to be able to show him the clarity of why that's actually not the case. So there, it was interesting from that perspective, more information being shared, as well as he also shared, some questions around what other folks in the program, what they're doing, what their capacity is, how they fit in, which again was not being surfaced in the original conversation. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, the audit opened them up to be much more personal, and then the silence seemed to be the one that was really getting him to fill in some blanks and share a lot more than previously.
Trying to figure out which skill is appropriate, that's going to be a constant struggle for you guys. And when it's a good struggle to have because you've got options. But what we're trying to accomplish is being able to play off of whatever we're given from the other side. And you honestly do get to pick and choose whatever you want to use. You know whether or not if there's a nugget of information that needs to be fleshed out within a previous statement. Now you just got to make up your mind. I know I want to go after that. How do I want to do it? And you pick and choose what you think is going to work best for you. And so if you're punctuating the conversation with dynamic silence as opposed to going overboard with the use of mirrors or any other skill, that's okay. Dynamic silence is the one skill that most people fail to use. We fail to keep our mouths shut. So the fact that you relied on that heavily is kudos to you. But I just wanted to highlight the fact that you guys are the ultimate arbiters as to what skills you use and how often you use it. My only mandate, if there is one for you, is to stay conversational. I got a report back this morning, where as I'm reading the conversation as they laid it out, I too got the sense that they were going overboard on the labels. And my instruction to them was just don't ever forget, you have to stay conversational. Go back to what I talked about. The conversation is a soup or a stew, black swan skills. That's the seasoning. What is your favorite seasoning? Is it salt? Is it pepper? Is it paprika? Is it basil? I don't know. But regardless of whatever your favorite seasoning is, I guarantee you don't use too much of it in any one meal, or else you'll ruin the meal. Same thing with the skill set.